The Christmas story begins long before Mary, Joseph, and a manger in Bethlehem, long before the angel proclaimed good tidings of great joy. You see, somewhere in eternity past, God planned His most magnificent of miracles. His Son, the King of all creation, would take upon Himself the flesh of a man. Then God waited for the perfect time.
Like a drama unfolding, the curtain was opening, while an audience of angels was holding its breath. A census, a manger, to travel-worn strangers, the stage was finally set. Angels folded their wings at the throne, worshiping as God whispered, "I love you, my son." Jesus took off his crown and laying it down, said, "Father, thy will be done." Time had now come for God's only Son to be born as a light in a dark, lonely place. So he stepped from heaven's hall to Bethlehem's stall, where a star lit his newborn face. Then God called to Gabriel with gladness and tears, "Play the trumpet, the horns, and the strings. Tell the shepherds and the wise men, and all who will hear, command all of the angels to sing. Fill the sky with your voices and sing."
To the world, the Lord has come. Joy sent from God for all mankind. Joy that's far greater than a mere moment of happiness, an everlasting joy, a contentment and a peace that still emanates from the one who laid in a manger in Bethlehem. This baby that Mary held that first Christmas morn is the joy giver. He is the Savior, the long-awaited Messiah, Son of the Most High God, fully man, yet fully God, born in a manger, yet born a king.
Thank you.
Most of us have heard at least parts of the Christmas story. We remember Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, shepherds, wise men, angels, a bright star, some animals, and a manger. But the Bible contains many wonderful, yet sometimes obscure stories about that first Christmas. Jesus was just a few days old when Mary and Joseph took him to the temple in Jerusalem. They made this trip to fulfill the custom and law of that day. They had no idea that God had ordained another purpose. There was a man in Jerusalem that God had promised would not see death until he had seen the Messiah, the Lord's anointed one. This faithful, devout man believed God's promise and waited for its fulfillment. Can you imagine being led to the temple by the Lord and watching every child that entered wondering, is this the one? Is this the Messiah? The man's name was Simeon.
There's a baby in a manger. You just won't believe. The angels have been singing. The shepherds came to see. The star is brightly shining. It has everyone amazed. It's shining down on a little boy. He's lying in the hay.
Simeon, faithful servant of God, Saul, even touched the Christ child. There was no doubt Jesus was the one. The Magi, kings from the east, had no hesitation or reluctance to fall down and worship this infant king. Why? He was the one. My friends, he is the one. The hope for all mankind. He is more than a great prophet, more than a great teacher, more than a great leader. He is the one that Jehovah God sent to the earth to fulfill his amazing plan of redeeming fallen man. For every need, Jesus is the one. To the hungry, he's the bread of life. To those in darkness, he's the light of the world. To the sick, he's the great physician, the healer of broken hearts, broken homes, and broken lives. For the thirsty, he is the water of life that quenches the thirsty soul. To the weary, he's the burden bearer. To the confused and perplexed, he is counselor. To the lonely, he's the friend who is closer than a brother. And for the fearful, he is the king who protects his own. For those so stressed by the presence of life, he is the prince of peace. For the discouraged, he is the hope of glory. For those who are lost, he is the way. For those trapped in bondage, he is the door to freedom. He is wonderful, counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is our comfort, our hope, our healer, our Savior.
Isaiah's for the world.
Thank you.
a guiding light in a starry night. Angels with good news delight. A baby born in Bethlehem. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Something good to shout about. Christ has come to save the lost. He's Lord, there's no doubt. I have good, good news to bring.
Salvation through the newborn King. That's the good news. For unto us is born this day, this Christmas day, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Sometimes I think our world would like to hide the true meaning of this blessed holy day, to somehow remove Jesus from Christmas and redirect the focus toward a non-religious, all-inclusive, non-offensive event. But in these troubled times, now more than ever, people need to know the truth of Christmas and the reason for celebration. The word Christmas means so many things to so many people. For some of us, it's remembering a trip to the woods to cut down a cedar tree, to watch Dad try unsuccessfully to get it into the house. It's about stringing popcorn and hanging tinsel, or putting up lights to find only half of them work. It's singing Christmas carols and baking cookies, eating and then eating some more. It's about Santa Claus coming in the night while children are pretending to be asleep, going to grandma's or some family member's home for a massive meal, spending time with mom and dad, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles and cousins, giving and receiving presents. These are all wonderful moments and precious memories of the Christmas season. Well, except for the massive eating. Every once in a while, it's good to be reminded that these blessings are only byproducts of what Christmas is really all about. The meaning of Christmas is simple. My friends, Christmas is Jesus. Christmas is His birthday. It is the day we celebrate the birth of the Savior of the world. We must never forget to teach our children and our children's children why there is Christmas. Christmas is not about you or me. It's about Him. Born this day, born this day, Jesus, born this day, born this day. Born this day, Jesus, born this day.
I want you.
there's only one I really need, and it's your presence, your presence for Christmas.
When the holiday is through and the year is fresh and new, what will linger are the moments spent, my Lord, just worshiping you.
Lord, I want your presence for Christmas. I want your presence for Christmas. I long to feel your Spirit speaking peace to my heart. Of all the gifts I may receive, there's only your presence, your presence for Christmas.
Yes, Christmas is Jesus. Let's make sure he is honored and given all the glory and all the praise.